back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And joining us Friday, a very, very successful actor, very funny guy, and host of his own show here on the station on Sunday nights. I used to listen to all the time. C. Thomas Howell, nice to see you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, look at you, dude.
I'm rolling in.
Yeah.
I'm filling the empty chair for the evening.
Listen to that show every Sunday on the way to Walmart. I go out to Valencia to Walmart because they got a big, beautiful new one off of like Sierra and Highway or whatever.
But you don't live out there.
No, I live in the San Fernando Valley.
Why did you go to the one in San Fernando Valley?
Well, that's a rather older one in San Fernando Valley.
What do you mean?
Well, it's
you get mugged.
You could get killed.
Is that what you mean when you say older?
You could get killed in that way. No, no, but the brand new one, the Super Center out there, is huge. It's like the LA Convention Center.
Yeah.
And you know, and when you ask somebody at
the
Walmart,
muggers haven't discovered it yet, but right. Now you just told them about it.
Yeah, I try to go into areas where my daughter, my 2.5-year-old daughter, is not going to be accosted by lunatics.
So she could crawl on the floor and not need a tetanus shot.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But if you're at, I don't know how well you know that Walmart, but if you're back in the automotive / sporting goods section, which is always together, I don't know why, and then you say, "Hey, I'm looking for my wife's looking for chapstick." It's on the other end of the store, and they should have a tram that takes you over there because it literally is like 100 yards. I mean, you're walking forever.
That's so you can get a break from the wife.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're like, I'm going to be 100 yards. I'm a 9-iron away.
I enjoy
checking out
man.
Some tires.
I love it out there. But I almost moved out there to Copper Hill.
It's a great place because I live out there.
You live out there?
Yeah, and people say, why the hell do you live out in Valencia? I say, well, you know, I go to the park and I get stabbed by a hypodermic needle. Hookers are much cheaper.
Yeah, you enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And you probably got a season pass at Disneyland. I mean, you know, Magic Mountain out there.
No, my you know, moronic family needs to go to Disneyland because we live next to Magic Mountain.
Right.
Right?
Randy Wang used to work at the Magic Mountain.
You know it.
And for how many years? 4 years?
4 years of my
4
life.
4 years.
I saw you in that Batman suit.
Exactly.
Looking good.
Yeah, we can barely
hear. Yeah, I was in the Batman suit serving funnel cakes.
Oh, maybe
all right, serving some funnel cake?
Yeah. You know why I can't hear him? Yeah.
You're not plugged in.
Yeah, headphones aren't plugged
in. He just said he was serving funnel cake.
All right. All right, folks. John Edwards is in the news. And evidently this guy has banged around with Riley, I believe is her name. And he just admitted today that he's been...
She's not
even that great.
Really?
Yeah.
You see,
she's okay. I mean, I could see the reason why he's attracted to her. But she's not... Like, when you look
at... Why, like, sporty, athletic?
Well,
what do you mean? What is it?
You know what? She's got a look, but it's not. But it's a look that
businesswoman look.
Yeah, sort of businesswoman.
Because that's kind of sexy.
Probably bright.
Kind of sexy.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's the best she looks, the picture I saw today, which was makeup, and she was on TV, and she had her hair done, that's not the same thing you get on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
You know. After a salt fest, after
well, you
Domino's
know, maybe
pizza.
She's sort of like a psychiatrist type, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Let me just kind of you know.
Bright lady.
Tell me about your problems. We'll go have a cocktail and hit a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's her. But she's certainly not a cheerleader. You know, she's not a supermodel.
But, you know.
I hope that doesn't offend her. But I think, you know, I'm saying there's some attractive qualities to her. But it ain't, you know, Pam Anderson. When Pam Anderson was hot.
Don't you think just... In general, we should just kind of, as society, should just give everybody just like one little strike.
Oh, listen, I don't begrudge this guy. I feel bad for this dude.
This
I
is
really
rough,
do.
Right?
Well, because see, the United States is so effed up when it comes to sex that he has to lie about. He has to sneak around. The guy's worth $50 million. Mm. He's got the biggest house in North Carolina.
Okay, but wait, let me just stop you right there.
Yeah.
Why isn't he banging Jessica Alba?
That's what I'm saying.
Stop.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and the wife's like, you know, come on.
Right.
I got cancer.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's an insult to his wife that he's not banging Jessica
That's
Alba.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's like, wow. You know, she could say, wow, you know, you're right, I'm not Jessica Alba, but she's not really that far off from the new chick. And they're, you know, pretty similar. But
what if the wife was just okay with it and said, hey, America, you know what? It's all right, man. Just chill out.
Yeah, mellow out.
What would happen then?
It would be interesting. I think that people would say, you know, maybe it'll change everybody. And maybe, like in France, the president of France,
this is ridiculous.
These guys openly have mistresses, and those mistresses
But you know why?
Are seen with them in public.
But let me tell you this. They also have marriages that last 42 years.
Yeah, it's exactly right. They enjoy themselves over there.
Right? But and here the wife, it's such and a the crazy wife is like, society. Are you kidding me? Could you just go get a mistress? I'm trying to run the country.
Yes. So anyway, so this guy's worth $50 million. He's got a put-em on him. I mean, this guy looks like...
$25 million now.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I don't know. She's the clock's ticking on her, too.
Back to 50.
Yeah, she's got terminal cancer, and she's not long for this world. Yeah. But
that's a nice way to go out. I'm sorry, Tim.
Yeah.
You know what? That's great. You know, I'm going to die in 6 weeks, and my husband just, you know... Great.
Yeah, my husband's on TV tonight, 11:30 on Channel 7, telling the world that he's...
with like a five. Not an eight, not a nine.
Exactly.
A five.
But here's why the society sucks, because he's got to lie about it. He's got to sneak around. He's worth $50 million. He looks like a brunette Robert Redford. He's a senator. He was going to be vice president of the United States of America, and he's got to go through the back door at the Beverly Hilton to get some tail? Well,
apparently wouldn't come out of the bathroom.
He got stuck in a public bathroom.
He was going to come out, and the paparazzi was there, and he darted back in and wouldn't come out.
Oh, man.
But wait, what if he was in the position to make a serious decision? Now, the guy could just come out of the bathroom and say, hey, give me a break. Right?
Well, listen, I don't think that – I'm not judging the guy. I mean, you know, he's worth, again, he's worth a ton of money. This is what he should have said to the press, though. Instead of, you know, the National Enquirer is a tabloid magazine, he should have said, listen, I've got a wife at home who is very sick, and she's not into the oral anymore. You can say that, right? And I'm worth $50 million, and I look like an actor, and I was a senator. I need a little peace out there. Let's everybody mellow out.
That's what I'm saying. And the wife should have said, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, right.
Let's just be cool.
But you can't do that.
Let's go to Neiman Marcus.
You know, everybody's got to lie. And now he's got to come out with his lame excuse saying that he's all of a sudden became a narcissist. Like it happened overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, and now he's like all of a sudden he started
apologize.
Like believing in his press.
Do you think he's sorry?
I don't think he is.
He's sorry he got caught.
Yeah, he's sorry he got caught.
Do you think he won't see her anymore?
I bet he still does see her, but probably not until after
she's
gone.
I'm not saying I don't
love
you, but if you die soon, I'm.
Hey, listen.
I'm still going to see her. What do you do now?
Guys worth $50 million got $50 million because they're very ambitious. They take chances. You don't get $50 million by not taking chances.
Politically, is he done?
Yeah, oh yeah, politically, it's over. Yeah, it's got to be.
It's finished.
Yeah, because the Democrats are not going to put him up on the stage where the Republicans can, you know, replay all that audio. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh would have a field day with this guy from now until November if they put him on stage. So it's over for him. But if he would have just said the truth, I'm worth $50 million. I'm a good looking guy. Why don't you tell me you would have sat home with this wife and these kids? No guy, very few guys are going to do that.
Okay, but let me just tell you this. He's sitting there now going, was that a $50 million piece of tail?
Right. Well, it certainly wasn't. But, you know, if you have $25 million, let's say he's worth 50 now, and let's say she splits and she gets 25. Still, $25 million in North Carolina is a lot of money. And this guy's going to make a lot of money anyway.
Listen, Alex Rodriguez has the same issue, man. I mean, you cannot be making that type of bread and
right.
and not expect TMZ and all these people to be following. I mean, video is everywhere.
I know, but that's what Hollywood, you know, does for you. They give you $5 million, $10 million a movie, but the downside is that you're going to be in the press a lot.
It's easy to screw up.
Yeah.
But why is it that some people can screw up and be forgiven, and some people screw up and it's over completely? Robert Downey, for example.
Right.
Fantastic comeback.
Right.
Well, I mean, he was finished at one point. You couldn't even insure the guy. You couldn't hire him. It was over.
Right.
Now the guy's in movies that make hundreds of millions of dollars. Everybody loves him again.
Yeah. No, because women have taken over the United States. And as long as Robert Downey Jr. wasn't hurting a woman with cancer or kids, then he's cool. Mm. But this guy's got two kids, two young children. His wife's body is on fire. She has terminal cancer, and she's going to die. And not only does he have an affair, but he runs for president while she's fighting stage four terminal cancer.
Saying, I'm going to step down because of my...
Yeah, it's just so weird. I mean, it's just, you know, so odd that people have these crazy ambitions in life.
Don't you think 95% of the people have something like that going on?
Oh, yeah. I think like most guys do.
We're even sitting here talking right now. Yeah. Like, everybody's sitting here listening going, damn, I got that thing.
Yeah, but as long as, you know, I think most guys have something on the side, you know, whether it's just a chick at work that they confide in, or whether it's hookers that they sleep with, or whether it's both, or whether they got a family somewhere else.
And do all these guys think, when they're reading the news and they're looking at the Charlie Sheens and the issues that come out, and they're thinking, wow, well, at least Kathy would never do that to me.
Right.
And then here you are. What the hell, man? You know, you said you'd never do that to me.
Right.
How did this happen? When do you, like, don't you think, well, I better just end this here? I mean, is it just, it snowballs out of your control and there's no end to it?
Well, I think what happens is, and it really only happens to, I believe, really successful guys. Because I'm not sure which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Is a guy successful at business and then he becomes horny? Or do horny guys also become very successful in business?
I'll tell you this. You know, this guy has a couple kids.
Yeah, two.
Which,
or three.
You know,
he had one kid killed. He had a kid, I think it was 16-year-old son, who was killed in a car accident.
You know, for me, I got...
They got to give this guy a break.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got a guy, his wife's got cancer. His wife's got terminal cancer. He was going to be vice president of the United States. He lost that. He had a son killed in a car accident, and the guy just wanted a piece of tail. Well,
yeah,
I don't understand the big deal.
I'm with you.
I really don't get it.
The guy a check here.
Yeah, I really don't understand it. And if you talk about the lying, well, you know what? Hey, everybody lies, especially about that.
But do we really know that? Do you think he was close enough to his wife that he could say, look, I'm going to be with you to, you know, the end. I love you. I'm seeing Betty Lou over here.
No, I don't think he did.
No, I
think that she probably, while she wasn't shocked, she probably was a little upset by it.
I really have to say, even she's probably willing to give him a...
I don't know. Because, you know, she found out about it in 2006. And then 6 months later, she went into the hospital and discovered that she had terminal cancer again.
Yeah, but that...
So maybe that was a drain on her.
But that dose of reality sort of shakes the Etch-A-Sketch.
Right. Well, yeah, but that also could put her in the hospital, you know, with the stress. You know, when you have stage four cancer or terminal cancer, her initial cancer wasn't terminal, but when you have cancer and you beat it, you got to reduce the stress in your life. And going on...
Well,
on,
politics alone is like, forget it.
Yeah, but you know what? It was his job to reduce the stress on her.
Understood.
After that happened, and he didn't do it, and he also didn't reduce the stress on those kids.
Well, considering the guy is worth $50 million, they could have, you know, moved to San Diego and...
Yeah, and the guy didn't have to work anymore.
Spent their life petting dolphins.
Exactly, yeah.
And
enjoyed himself.
Instead, he chose to run for vice president.
That's exactly right.
That's kind of ego. Pretty big... choice, man.
Yeah, no, it's a huge commitment. And these poor kids, I mean, I think these kids are like
six
and eight.
Who has the money there, him or her?
He has it. He was a big lawyer.
Uh-huh.
He was a, what do they call it? Class action suit lawyer.
Dirty bastards.
You know, those guys make
cigarettes.
All the money. Yeah, that's exactly
gonna,
right.
We got like 700,000 people we're going to sue the
right.
tobacco companies.
Yeah.
The worst, because it's bastards like him are the reason why our health care is up so high.
Well, yeah, you're right, because, you know, everybody gets, like, they'll sue Visa, and everybody gets a $25 Visa card for getting screwed, or maybe it's not Visa's not a good example, but maybe a big credit card company that was screwing people on ATM fees. And then they have a class action suit where thousands of people sue. Well, the lawyers end up making $17 million, and everybody else gets like 9 cents and a free Starbucks. You know?
And now go try to buy a lung when you need one for $17.
Right, yeah. That's why I smoke Marlboro, because after a million miles, they give you a free lung.
They give you a lung transplant. No, I think that's a good... I think that's a good...
All right. Here's some audio from John Edwards. This is the statement that this guy made. And again, it'll be on 11:30 tonight on ABC on Nightline. Here we go.
In 2006, I made a serious error in judgment and conducted myself in a way that was disloyal to my family and to my core beliefs.
It doesn't seem like there's much feeling in it when he talks like this, does it? It almost feels like he's just sort of removed from the whole situation.
Wait, was that him or a Cylon?
It's him.
I recognized my mistake, and I told my wife that I had a liaison with another woman.
A liaison?
I will be attacking at dawn.
I love the term. Listen.
That I had a liaison with...
How about them watering it down like that? I wasn't effing her. It was a liaison.
Right, right. I wasn't banging some other hoe.
Yeah. We weren't in bed, experimenting with all kinds of toys and gowns and lotions. We had a liaison.
So I'm fuzzy on this. This all happened in 2006.
Yes. No, she found out about it in 2006.
Well,
I think it happened in 2005 and 2006.
Well, what's the big deal now?
I don't. Well, because he constantly lies about it. You know, he keeps lying about it and lying about it. And
this
remember,
is how lame we are. We're talking about something happened in 2005 right now.
Well, this is the only argument I can see on the other side, okay? That if a guy doesn't treat his family with respect, how is he going to treat his constituency or the people who voted for him with respect? You know?
Look, when Kennedy was running the country,
right. Things were going all right.
The stuff was happening, man.
Right, but
and guess what? Jackie, she had to look the other way once or twice.
Exactly right. But this guy ain't no Kennedy, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's John Edwards again admitting that he banged around with this chick.
That I had a liaison with another woman, and I asked for her forgiveness. Although I was honest in every painful detail with my family, I did not tell the public. When a supermarket tabloid told a version of the story, I used the fact that the story contained many falsities to deny it. But being 99% honest is no longer enough. I was and am ashamed of my conduct and choices, and I had hoped that it would never become public. With my family, I took responsibility for my actions in 2006, and today I take full responsibility publicly.
Why do I feel like we're listening to a speak and spell?
Jesus
Well, because
Christ.
We weren't legally allowed to play the actual audio because it doesn't air at 11:30.
Okay.
So we had to go into a piece of software, take it off the computer, and...
And make your own?
Yeah, and make our own. But we should have used the one with the southern accent. I think that would have been better.
This guy's...
What do you think's happening
right now at home?
Oh, you know what? He's home and he's sitting there staring at the
wife. Is
he alone
or is he with the wife right now?
I guarantee you right now he's at home. And I also guarantee you, man, he's got a drink in his hand.
And somebody's cutting the crust off his sandwich right now.
And the kids are upstairs. You can hear him crying.
There's a fire burning, a single Duraflame.
Oh, man.
The bourbon. And, you know, what sucks is one day she's going to die. And he's like, this is what I've done. This is, I've sent her off.
Well, you know what?
With this.
He probably thought when she first had cancer, he probably thought, oh, man, okay, she's going to die. I'm worth $50 million. I got two cute kids. There's going to be a lot of sympathy tale coming in through this house, right? All of a sudden, she makes it through chemotherapy. He's like, what? What happened here?
She's got another year.
Oh, she's got another like 3 or 4 years because she originally had cancer like in 2003. She beat that, and he's probably like, "What the F? Can't get rid of this woman." And now she was better, and then now she's terminally ill, and he's always going to be looked at the guy.
Now he's the devil.
Yeah, he's the devil now. It's just too bad just because he wanted a little tail. I don't get it.
It's like Woody Allen, man. I mean, he's now the guy who's married his daughter.
Yeah, that's right. And, that wasn't even an uproar. I mean, you know, Woody Allen married his stepdaughter.
Well,
and, you know, wasn't it biological daughter?
Still creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy, but that, you know, he didn't get as much flack as these guys get. You know,
let me give you a piggyback ride to the monkeys. let's go ride the roller coaster.
Right.
Hey, have you ever seen one of these?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
It really is amazing.
That's creepy.
All right, here we got to take a break here. C. Thomas Howell is with us. Your thoughts on this whole John Edwards deal. I'm sure that you have some your own original thoughts. If you do, great. If you don't, just don't call. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Adam Carolla is calling up shortly. C. Thomas Howell is with us. Big night here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
They are still baby birds. But
they got to start learning to fly.
But
they're not ready to fly on their own yet, but they got to start learning.